Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Howard Stutz, the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Lots to talk about with him on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me on. I'm glad you survived the legislature and you were able to talk gaming finally.
Yes, indeed. So, Cosmopolitan, looks like it's fixed.
Yeah, the new ownership came in December, the Blackstone Group. I mean, this is a big company. You know, they have billions of dollars. And they brought in Bill Macbeth, the former MGM, who basically helped start City Center, but he used to run the Mirage. He ran Bellagio. So they got a real good operator in there that understands gaming, which is one of the big fixes they're trying to do.
Right.
Still got great restaurants. Still have, you know, all the great non-gaming amenities, and they want to see the gaming revenues go up. So,
and it's already started.
It started, and you have to remember, Deutsche Bank, to their credit, built it. They finished it. They never wanted to operate it. They didn't want to own it. It was for sale long before it even opened. Blackstone came in, and this is a company that wants to operate it. They've even talked about maybe buying some other places in Las Vegas, if something's right, you know, to kind of, you know, so they have a couple properties on the Strip. This company bought the Hughes Center down in over on off Flamingo, you know, the old Howard Hughes Center. So yeah, they got an interest here in Las Vegas. So we'll see what they end up doing.
What do you think, if you can tell, what's the difference in the approach? Because the guy that was running it before was from Caesar's Palace. He was not chopped liver, but they just could not fix the gaming side of things. Everything else was booming, highest room rates on the Strip.
Yeah, I think it's just maybe it was a focus. He's got the resources, you know, the John Unwin didn't have the resources behind him. Deutsche Bank was only going to do so much, I think. Now Bill Macbeth comes in. He's got the resources behind him. You know, the Blackstone guys came in when they got licensed back at the end of last year and said, you know, they've made all these big plans and what they said they're going to invest into it. So that's a good sign for the Cosmopolitan. It seems to be doing a lot better. That's good for the Strip.
It's very good for the Strip. The one that's not doing so well is Caesars and their bankruptcy. Looking at the stock price alone, it's scary.
Well, what happened was there's a court case, a bunch of the junior, but there's so many lawsuits right now against Caesars Entertainment. A bunch of the junior creditors have filed all these different lawsuits because they're going to get, they think they're going to get shut out of this bankruptcy. They filed all these lawsuits. The scary thing is for Caesars is if the junior creditors prevail and are able to move forward with their lawsuits, it could throw the entire company. Caesars Entertainment alone. Right now, it's just an operating division, a rather big operating division, right, with Caesars Palace, many other properties in this bankruptcy. It could throw the whole company into bankruptcy. And if that happens, all bets are off, Sam, and we may see it busted up in some way. You know, who knows what could happen. So there's a lot of variables. And just this week, the judge in Chicago delayed any kind of decision until October. So this is going to drag out now, you know, through the summer into October and probably into next year.
Wow. And it's already in a couple of different units. It's not all one company as such.
Well, Caesars was split up. They moved pieces around, and that's what these lawsuits are over, that they took some of the best properties, things that are doing well, Planet Hollywood, for example, Bally's, the World Series of Poker, Harrah's, New Orleans. They pulled them out. Caesars Palace on the Strip, there's 10 properties on the Strip that are owned by Caesars. Caesars Palace is the only casino that's in the bankruptcy. Everything else is out of it. I'm pretty sure, I think the Reno properties are in the bankruptcy, too, if I recall correctly. So are the Atlantic City properties and a bunch of regional properties. But Harrah's, Bally's, Paris, Planet Hollywood, Rio, they're not involved in the bankruptcy. That's why this could be such a, you know, a nightmare for Caesars if, depending on what happens in the court case.
You know, and can you imagine what goes through this bankruptcy judge's mind? Wow, he's got to have a team of 1,000 people advising him.
This has been said to be one of the most complicated, well, it's the biggest bankruptcy in the gaming industry, you know, far beyond what, you know, the Station Casino's bankruptcy and the Herbst gaming.
$10 billion for
they're trying to carve $10 billion out of this thing. You know, the debt alone, the company's got almost $23 billion in debt. What's covered in the bankruptcy is about $18 billion of that debt, and they're trying to carve out $10. Easy numbers to say, I guess, huh? You know, for them. But, yeah, this is one of the most complicated bankruptcies because they want to take CEOC, the unit in bankruptcy, to trying to get permission to turn it into a real estate investment trust, which opens up a whole other, you know, can of worms. So this is a real complicated mess that Caesars gotten themselves into.
And Gary Loveman, the engineer of this whole thing, still chairman.
He's chairman. He gave up the CEO duties this month. He will relinquish the CEO duties to a guy who's coming in out of, last I knew he was worked for Hertz Rental Car.
Right.
But Gary Loveman's still going to be involved. He's the chairman. He's still going to be kind of overseeing this restructuring, and the new guy is basically going to kind of do the operational
side. Have you talked to him lately?
Loveman, last time I saw Gary Loveman was at the year anniversary of the Link in April. That's the last time I spoke to him.
Was he looking relaxed, comfortable?
You know, I think he's... You would never tell with Gary Loveman that you've got a company that's in chapter, you know, it's in chapter 11 with all this debt. He's very relaxed, very comfortable. You know, he's getting bombarded, you know, with the retired employees that are getting, you know, that have lost their pensions out of this, or their supplemental pensions, shareholders. You never know it from Gary Loveman, and he's just moving forward now with into the chairmanship.
Amazing. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So, Rock in Rio proved that people will go to SLS because Rock in Rio was selling pizzas for $75.
Yeah.
And jammed SLS with their restaurants.
Yeah, it. You know, Rock in Rio, this was the first year of it. It's the big outdoor festival. MGM took about, you know, spent about $10-20 million, took this empty site that's right across the street from SLS on you know, the corner of Sahara and the Strip, turned into this outdoor festival grounds, even took part of, got rid of the old RV park, that Circus that used to have, and turned this into this really amazing outdoor festival grounds, ran over two weekends. They had amazing acts like, you know, Taylor Swift and
Metallica.
Bruno Mars. Yeah, Metallica for all us 80s rockers like you and me. But the, It wasn't the logistics nightmare. I mean, because, you know, for getting people back and forth, it really seemed to work out. SLS benefited from it because they're right across the street. I mean, in fact, their beer garden is right up against the stage, I guess, where the main stage is. So they actually got some benefit from it, you know, for the people coming through. And as I alluded to, yeah, this was, it's kind of a burr, to MGM Resorts, because they turned this site over to the promoters, the Rock and Rio promoters, had no say over the food prices, and of course got dinged by the $75 pizzas, as you like to say. But it helped SLS a little bit, but SLS needs one of those every weekend, it seems, to kind of get this property going.
It seems like they're really going to need, you know, it proved the foot traffic theory,
right,
that people need to have foot traffic going past their property. You can't be out there on your own.
The savior for SLS is going to take a while, because you're going to have the Resorts World project. They actually had their ceremonial groundbreaking or whatever they did in the beginning of May, though we haven't seen any construction yet. It's probably going to be a 2-3 year building process for the first phase. The biggest thing for SLS is when they finally, with the Riviera is now closed, it's going to be torn down, and they're going to build it, and the convention authority is going to build a giant convention center complex right on the Strip, two doors down from SLS. That's a big step for SLS. The other problem is the Fountain Blue sitting right there.
Right.
Nothing's happening with that. Nothing seems to be happening with it. You know, we kind of have this inside joke that maybe when the convention authority implodes the Riviera, maybe just toss a little sticks of dynamite over on the Fountain Blue, take that down with it, and get rid of that eyesore. But we don't know what's going to happen with the Fountain Blue.
It's crazy. All right. We can't have a show without talking about Kurt Kerkorian and the impact that he made on this community and in Northern Nevada as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the MGM opened in Reno in 1978, it was a 1,000-room hotel. It changed the face of Reno until now with Tesla. Just a brief thought or two on
Kerkorian. You know, it was ironic, and I pointed this out in a column, that this was a man who never, he was a billionaire many times over, never wanted attention, was very media shy, very, you know, within an hour after his passing, you have Donald Trump, the billionaire clown show, doing his announcement for president. I think Kerkorian would have just been appalled by that, or maybe laughed. He was an amazing man. You think about all the properties that he touched on the Strip, starting with he sold the land to Jay Sarno for Caesar's Palace back in the 60s, built the International, built the MGM, twice built the MGM Grand. You know, outside of here, he owned the MGM movie studios three times, sold it three times for a profit every time. He had this amazing foresight of what Las Vegas could be and what he saw of the gaming industry, but he just never, you know, there's not even a building name for him anywhere in Las Vegas. It's an amazing, and like you said, he did the same thing up in Reno by bringing MGM up there. It was an amazing icon to the city.
And he engineered the takeover of Steve Wynn's properties.
Now, when you ask Steve Wynn now, he says, well, Kirk did me a favor and bought him out for $21 a share. Yeah, Kirk Kerkorian, you know, when you look at now what MGM Resorts International is at this point, he had he built the MGM Grand, but then he helped engineer the Mirage deal. He helped engineer the Mandalay deal that's grown MGM into this company that it is. And he was really the one who greenlighted City Center, who right. was very much behind Jim Murren and the idea to build City Center. And the late Terry Lanny gave me a great quote years ago when I did a story when Kirk Kerkorian turned 90. I mean, he died. He was 98 years old. He said, you know, he never referred to MGM as his company. Terry Lanny told me how, you know, people with like 2% stock call it my company. He never heard Kirk Kerkorian say that. It was always, you know, the company and what can we do for the shareholders. It was an amazing person. It's a loss, you know, I mean, I met him a couple times very, you know, very quickly. Amazing person. Somebody who had utmost respect in the gaming industry.
Absolutely. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to AMP from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to AMP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Frame the special moments of your life with handcrafted furniture from Stickley. Lovingly made by hand. Providing comfort, beauty, and plenty of glamorous elbow room. Stickley, made for life. See the entire Stickley collection at Ennis Fine Furniture.
Hi, Mark Gill here with Eggtastic. You're going to love the way this little pot of gold makes delicious scrambled eggs without the fuss. It's easy. Just crack, mix, and microwave. Wow, in only 1 minute, fluffy scrambled eggs cook to perfection. Try adding bacon, cheddar, and chives for this restaurant-style scramble. Toss in ham, peppers, and onions, and out comes a mile-high Western breakfast. The ceramic surface is non-stick. No need for oil or butter, so it's healthier for you. Order the amazing Eggtastic with our fast and fluffy recipe book for just $10. Call now and get a second Eggtastic free. Just pay separate processing and handling. But I'm not stopping there. As a bonus, you'll get the Cut and Cup to slice, dice, chop, and measure as you cut. Yours absolutely free. This incredible value is all yours for just $10.
To order Eggtastic for $10 plus processing and handling, call 1-800-647-4121 or order online at eggtastic.com. Call now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So a couple more things on MGM. You did an interview with Jim Murren recently, and you reported that he said that he didn't foresee building, MGM at least, building any new properties in perhaps his career. Yeah. I don't know how long that career is going to last. I mean, he's not that old. But it just seems like there are plenty of other people who are willing to come in and do buildings, but what MGM is doing is remodeling everything.
Right. They already have 10 properties on the Strip. when you count, you know, city center. They have all this land, too. And he, Jim Muir is in his mid-50s, and what he said is he just doesn't see the need to build any more properties for MGM on the Strip. They have enough properties here. He sees the value right now in the non-gaming side, right, as you and I have talked about many times. Sure. That's where the revenue growth is in this on the Strip. I mean, you can go gamble, as Reno well knows, you know, straight across state lines over in California, and that's what Mirren has realized, and MGM has realized, and they're building this amazing complex, the park in between New York, and Monte Carlo, that leads back into the new MGM, the $350 million, 20,000-seat sports arena, which may eventually have a hockey team. Right. We hope. Those of us hockey fans here in Las Vegas are really rooting for this, but he's going to take that concept, and it's all retail, all dining, retail. As he said, we haven't added one slot machine in this building phase. And he sees, envisions that taking that farther south, you know, between Mandalay and Luxor and Excalibur. They're adding to the Mandalay Convention Center. So that's where he sees the growth for MGM.
And they're doing another new opening for front entrance for the MGM.
They want to do it. That's a plan down the road. MGM's building across the country too. Now that's stopped building. You know, they're building a beautiful property in Maryland, right across from Washington D.C. in the National Harbor Complex in Maryland. They're building in Massachusetts. They're going to build the MGM Grand Springfield. Those properties are what they see as marketing tools to bring people to Las Vegas, you know, through their customer loyalty program. So they're doing, that's what they're looking at.
Okay, so question about them. Dubai World came in during the recession, essentially saved the company from going bankrupt, I would say. They bought 10% of MGM and 50% of City Center.
Right.
Is there any discussion about them evacuating that?
You know, you brought up a key point. When they bought 10% of MGM stock, they paid $80 a share. And now the stock's trading in the 20s and it's gone down even further. There's been talk, would MGM, and Mirren will comment when I've asked him about this, and he says, would MGM like to own 100% of City Center? Yeah, they really would. But right now, the partnership with Dubai is working well. There was a fracture back, you know, when City Center was being built and Dubai wanted to pull out. Dubai got hurt real bad, Dubai World, in their investments in the U.S. from the recession. Still trying to recover. Would MGM like to buy that half out? Yeah, of course they would. But Dubai, you have to have a seller, and Dubai doesn't seem interested in selling at this point.
You know, we've seen with Venetian and Palazzo, they build these shopping malls and then sell them for a lot of money. Like with Palazzo, $600 million. The property cost $1.6 billion to build. That was a pretty good chunk of change. Do you think MGM is going to unload Crystals? Because, from what it started out as, and I walked through it, these stores need to make one sale a month and they're done.
Right.
But it's turned into this huge success.
Yeah, they looked at that. They talked about it, and they think that time is now coming past. They're going to just continue to operate it. They're actually going to expand Crystals, it seems like, a little bit on the site where they're tearing down the Harmon right now. That's going to probably turn into an expansion for Crystals, some more type shopping, whether that's all real, real high-end type or something more middle market. Time will tell. But they seem like the time passed to sell Crystals. And maybe it'll happen again at some point, but right now there doesn't seem anything on the table.
Anthony Marnell III, moving out of the slot at the M Resort, and he's an extraordinary person. He's been on the show many times,
right,
and personally he's an extraordinary person. What do you think about M Resort and Tropicana and Mr. Marnell's future?
Well, I'm not sure what his future is right now. He's going to stay as a consultant with the company, with Penn National Gaming. Penn, as you said, is buying the Tropicana. That deal should close by the end of the year. They're bringing in a new president to operate both the Tropicana and M Resort. And I think, you know, Anthony Marnell built M Resort. The Marnell family did a marvelous job on that property.
Billion-dollar
locals property, I know. But got into financial issues. He's going to stay on as a consultant, going to help with some of the redesign of the Tropicana. But, you know, who knows what his future is? I mean, he's on the Athletic Commission, which has got a nice little gig there.
Well, and it seems like Laughlin is on a slow boom.
The
Event Center is a huge facility,
right,
and the prices are way upscale for Laughlin. And it seems to me like there's a lot going on there that people aren't paying attention to.
Right, and he owns the two old Caesars Circus properties down there, Edgewater and Colorado Bell. So, you know, it seems like something's are finally coming back. back with Laughlin. It took a while for some of these, you know, more, I guess, rural markets. Laughlin has issues, but yeah, there's it's more of a low. They get the value audience down there. He seems to be doing well with it. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Laughlin.
Okay, probably last question here. James Packer, the Crown Melco project on the New Frontier property. What are we hearing about that?
What we heard last year, nothing. We haven't heard nothing. It's gotten very quiet. Last year, you know, they made the announcement. It's almost a year anniversary. We're coming up in July when Packer and Andrew Pascal and Oak Tree Capital bought the site. The biggest news was that Rob Ocelin left SLS to go work with Andrew Pascal on this project. They said we're going to build a hotel casino, and that's all we've heard. They've heard nothing since. So at some point, you know, they're going to have to come up with something, but we'll see what it is.
Just quick answer to this. Do you think what's happening in Macau is part of the problem, that they're just not sure about the finances?
Well, Packer owns half of, the Melco project in Macau, and that might be part of it. But, you know, Macau's, you know, I think they're trying to figure out when's the right time to go build and to get the financing for it and to do it. We're waiting to see Resorts World start building. So that's the big challenge there.
I have so many more questions, and we're out of time. Howard Stutz, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Help me on. I'll be back on again.
Deal. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Have you been looking for that special piece for your home and just haven't had any luck? Don't worry, come to Consign Furniture and you'll find high quality furniture at affordable prices. And we have new inventory arriving every day. Come to Consign Furniture and you'll love our prices.
Next, Dr. Phil, two young lovers.
She says you've shoved her into the wall.
I gently moved her.
Which one?
I went like this.
Is telling the truth?
Pushed me as hard as she pushed you.
Today on NBC News 4.
If your dog suffers from fear of noise, travel, separation, or any other anxieties, Thundershirt may be the answer.
The Thundershirt wraps the animal. They feel the pressure around them. It's that pressure that gives them the feeling that everything is okay.
Thundershirt absolutely 100% works.
When she has the Thundershirt on and say, thank you.
Mom, I feel so much better now. I feel so calm.
Now available at PetSmart, Petco, and other fine pet retailers.
The Marshall Realty Difference. Everyone's asking us what we do and why we're different. And these are great questions. One, we have a team of 15 that are fully dedicated to your success. Two, we simply invest more money than anyone in marketing your home everywhere. Three, and most importantly, our proven marketing system to sell your home is very effective. And this is why so many homeowners choose us to sell their home. Call today to experience the Marshall Realty Difference.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Amy Tarkanian will join us, former head of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll see you then.